Something very interesting in today's portion of Chumash, if you read it even in the simple text, it's like we know that the Chumash is not necessarily follow a sequence of orders in Mugdam Amukhar Batoira, but sometimes the jump is like so huge and back and forth and back and forth. It needs reasons why the Torah did that. Why was it written in such a way? So one of the parshas today is the Parsha Revi, which we read today in the Parshas Ekev. So Parshas Revi follows the Parsha Shlishi, in which we read about the story about the Jewish people failing and they made the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting when he started rebuking them before his death, as Rashi pointed out very at the beginning, that he was going through some of the history and he was trying to rebuke them for what they've done. So we learned about he was recounting how they came to Aaron, and Aaron made for them, helped them out, and they made the golden calf and they worshipped, and he came down with the luchas. And then it says that he took the luchas and he dropped them and he broke the luchas. And then eventually he went back up and he prayed to Hashem for another 40 days for Hashem to forgive them. And the Pasuk tells us also what his prayers was. He said the different prayers. That was the end of yesterday's parsha. In the beginning of this week's parsha, today's portion, the Pasuk starts to talk about, Hashem says, okay, go ahead, this is after the second 40 days, go ahead and carve out two stone tablets as the first ones. The original tablets came from God, but Moshe Rabbeinu broke them. God says, you go ahead and carve out two other tablets as the first ones, and you bring them up to the mountain, and I will write over there those same things that were on the first luchas that you broke. And then you shall place them in the Orem. So by the way, also to tie in with Chavov, this is in the Gemara that we're learning, the Gemara in Brachas that we're learning now these days. The Gemara brings down that we see clearly from here that the Pasuk seems like what? That even the ones that he broke, the Gemara says, should also place in the Aron. That even broken luchas belong in an Aron too. The Gemara says that even you have sometimes a Talmud Chacham who forgets his learning because of old age, or sometimes because of a mishap, other things, parnasa, other things, still belongs in the Aron. But that's not what I want to bring out. So Moshe Rabbeinu recounts that he made the Aron, he writes the Luchas. Now, it says, the Pasuk seems to finish, in Pasuk Hey, it seems to finish, he says, I came down from the mountain, and I placed the Luchas in the Aron that I made, and they were there, Kashet Zivan Hashem. Gandik, he finished with his story. He already brought down the Luchas, he brought Kashet Zivan Hashem, finished with his story. Now we go to Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav is talking about 38 years later. All of a sudden a jump, there's no warning. Torah says, Uvnei Yisrael, Nosu mi Beiris bnei Yaakov, Moiseido, Shom Meisarein, Vayikover Shom. Hey, wait a minute. Here we're talking about the first year they just came out of Mitzrayim. The Luchas. The second time Moshe Rabbeinu went up was on Yud Ches, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi made the Cheshbon already several times. Moshe Rabbeinu came down Chof Tes Ov. He came down the second time, and then he went up the third and final time to get the Luchas on Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's why Rosh Chodesh Elul starts the preparations for the Salachti, and then on the 10th day of Yom Kippur, Hashem says, Lachit Varecha, which is a whole other discussion that we discussed yesterday's parsha, where Rashi says, and we know, we say the davening, so Lachit Varecha, if you look in the Chumash, isn't written anywhere with regards to Yom Kippur. It's written, Salachti Kedvarecha is a posting in Parshat Bamidbar, after the Chet of the Meraglim, where again Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem. Over there it says in the posting, Salachti Kedvarecha. There's no Salachti Kedvarecha in not in Parshas Kisisa, and anywhere else in the Chumash in relationship to Yom Kippur, in relationship to the Chet HaEgel. Matter of fact, Rashi in yesterday's Chumash, Rashi brings down that Salachti Kedvarecha was said by Yom Kippur. Now we know in the Gemara, we know in the Machzer, in the Siddur, in the Machzer, the whole thing, we say Salachti Yom Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha. In the Gemara, it's full, in Medrash, it's full that Salachti Kedvarecha is related to Yom Kippur. But we don't find it in the Pasuk, we don't find it Salachti Kedvarecha. The Salachti Kedvarecha, some of Farshim want to learn that Salachti Kedvarecha is actually Hashem is forgiving him for the Egel and not for the. And not for the Meraglim, but Rashi Pshuta Shemikra doesn't seem, it doesn't fit in the Pashto Pshat and the Psukim, it doesn't seem, especially Rashi says, looks like Hashem must have told him another time, Salachti Kedvarecha, because Rashi writes clearly that Hashem told him Salachti Kedvarecha on Yom Kippur. It's not only that he was told Salachti Kedvarecha by the Meraglim for Yom Kippur, but on Yom Kippur he was told Salachti Kedvarecha. That's what Rashi says. On Yom Kippur they told him Salachti Kedvarecha. That's another talk. But here, after the coming down with the Luchas, it said, it finished with Luchas, says that they went and Shom Meisarin, by Kovar Shom. This is 40 years later. Okay, so mind you, so it's 40 years later. You have two, three psukim, and then the Pasuk tells about Shevet Levi and another, by the way, point. And then we go back, Pasuk Yud. We have three psukim in the middle, from Vav through Pasik Tes, talking about Mrs. Arin, talking about Lehoyo lost his Arim Bris Hashem to carry the covenant. Now, actually, Ba'isahi Yivdu Hashem Hashemid Alevi is already going back to the time, back to the Luchas. So, sorry, so it's just basically one Pasik really, that of Bnei Yisrael and Mishom Nosu, two psukim, Pasik Vav and Zayin. And then Pasuk Yud goes back not to after. So now he's going back to not when he had the Luchas, before the Luchas. Now we're going back to Yud Ches of. But Rashi says, Rashi before in both in Yonim. First of all, Rashi says the reason. Rashi says he's coming to add some details that he didn't say before. But again, that alone needs to be understood. Why these details are mentioned here, sort of in a, it's implied, Rashi says it's not really out of the order because it's really going back to what took place before. But then Rashi says, why did the death of Arin come in between over here? In between the Luchas, the whole story, these two psukim, what is he doing over here? Rashi brings down that it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mises Tzadikim, like the breaking of the Luchas. And that's why this Mises of Tzadikim comes in, Moshe Arin, comes in over here because it's different to call it like the breaking of the Luchas. That's how difficult it is for Kodesh Baruch Hu. What if when we talk about breaking of the Luchas? Breaking of the Luchas means, because Luchas is Torah, that's the teaching, that's Chochmaschem Benaschem. That is the holiness and the specialty of the Jewish people is connected to the Torah. And likewise, when you have a tzaddik who teaches Torah and you have a tzaddik who devotes his life to giving over Torah, when that tzaddik is taken from the world on the day of his passing, it's difficult for Hashem because it's not just like, it's the same idea as the breaking of the Luchas, because the person who treasures the Luchas, who teaches the Luchas, who gives over to the people, is at the time of the death, he can no longer do it. Maybe sometimes the tzaddik itself has an elevation, but for those around him, that's why we say Yizgadal V'Yizkada Shmei Rabba, we say Kaddish for a Yortzeit, is because the person who is here in the world is able to make Hashem great, make Hashem holy by influencing, by giving of himself. But with his time of the Petira, then no longer can do that. That's why perhaps the Pasuk equates them. Rashi says the whole story comes in here to tell us the difficulty of the Tzaddikim. We know that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak was exiled in the end of his years. And eventually he passed away in the city of exile. He was a genius of the genius, amongst the greatest of the geniuses that we knew, great scholar, but it wasn't just his scholarly, but he had a tremendous devotion, and under the most difficult circumstances, he was keeping up Yiddishkeit, and he was fighting for Yiddishkeit, and notwithstanding the fact that he knew that he's endangering his own life, as in the end did endanger, and at the end they did take him away, and he did suffer because of that at the end of his life, but yet he did not stop, it didn't scare him, he wasn't afraid. He went on with Mesiras Nefesh to go ahead and do the work that was needed to be done till the extreme. And his passing on Chof Av is certainly a time for all of us to reflect and to remember. We need to learn just a little bit, of course, who are we to be able to say that we can take an example from Reb Levick. It's in a different level, it's in a different sphere. But we find already the statement that every person has to say, Mosi Yegiyah Maisei L'Maisei Avosei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Somewhat of it, to a certain extent, we need to learn to bring down our level, to be able to learn from that dedication. Sometimes we feel we have challenges. We have challenges coming to the minyan. It's a difficulty. We have challenges, you know, taking time out to study. We have challenges to going ahead and making sure that the food is 100% that we use as far as kashrus and everything. We have challenges, we have difficulties. We have to remember that our difficulties are no match up to the real difficulties, to the real challenges that people had. And it's like almost laughable, some of the challenges that we have. But yet, there are challenges. But we need to be inspired, and we need to be receiving strength and chizuk and energized by looking at such a great holy man at his level, that he gave everything up, all of his learning and all his Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, erase me from the Torah if you're not going to forgive the Jewish people. These people, basically, they erased themselves, they erased their lives just for one purpose, to be able to give out Yiddishkeit, to disseminate and to keep the spark of Judaism alive under the most difficult and inhumane circumstances. And that's why it's kosher misos shel tzaddikim kashviras haluchas, because they impact, what they did in this world is missing, because we don't have somebody doing that for us, and therefore we need to try to step in and be able to do some of it. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, but we're talking about in the influence way, in the Derech HaTeva Begashmi is in through the way, Bekerem, that's Yeshuas. You know, that Igeres talks about von deswegen, notwithstanding that, we don't pray for Tzadikim to be Ispater my Alma, notwithstanding the fact, and we pray for Tchiz HaMesim, and we want the Shamas Beguf, and we want that the things should be Lamata Masar HaTfachim. Yes, there is a certain level that the barriers and the limitations of the world are no longer there once they pass on and they're not in the world. But in the way of Yizgadal, Yizkadash Meirabim, we say Kaddish in the simple text of it, is because in this world, Lamata Masar HaTfachim, to be able to hear the Ezen HaGashmi, the Ayin HaGashmi, we need the Rebbe here, Lamata Masara Tfachim, Kipshute, Lamata Masara Tfachim, Bebiyas Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimheiru Bimeinu Amen.